do. Information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, and at swn.shiningwizards.com.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Yeah, buddy. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Ghetto Geek Squad, Episode 1. I'm your host, Phil Urea. Joining me in this journey, Mr. Lou Rodriguez. How are you?
I'm all right, man. How's it going?
It's going. A little staticky? What the hell's going on? Yeah. See, we didn't have no static last night. I'm blaming Choppy because he's not here. So this has been talked about for like 2-3 years now.
Yeah.
Right? Basically, yeah, every time we get together, we got to do a podcast. Well, here we are. We're doing a podcast. And I want to thank Rant EM Radio for putting this on. We're live tonight. It might not be live every time we do it. We don't even have a schedule. We don't know how many times we're going to do it. Could be once a month. Could be twice a month. Could be once every 2 months. We don't even know. But tonight is episode 1. And basically, we just talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about. Anything that's pop culture with us. Nostalgia. Sci-fi. Fantasy. Comic books. Cartoons. Maybe incorporate music because we're all big music heads. We're all around the same age. So I hope everybody listens. I hope everybody enjoys it. And Lou and I are the same age, so we have a lot in common. For the past 2 or 3 years, every time I get together, I'm like, we got to do a podcast.
Yeah.
And now we're going to do a podcast.
We did the Star Wars one.
Star Wars one is not done. We still have a couple episodes. We have a couple of shows, the movies to catch up with. We have to do the last 2 or 3.
Well, they're making it a little harder for us, too, now, because they're planting one every year.
Yeah, and they just announced the cast for the new movie.
Yeah, I saw that, Lego.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that in a few minutes. We're going to cover a lot of stuff, and then we're going to... I don't have a lot, really, like, segments. I don't have, like, a format. Just stuff that we want to talk about. I mean, I want it to be as loose as possible. I mean, I'm sure we'll get a little more organized as this goes along. We just wanted to get it going, you know? So, and I've just been inspired, man, because there's been so much good stuff coming out the last couple of years between Marvel and DC, and everybody's, like, you know, with the merge, we just found out the other day that the 20th Century Fox thing with Disney went through. So now X-Men and Fantastic Four get to come home.
I just want Fantastic Four. That's what I'm looking for.
Right?
X-Men, they need to start all over again.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And the animation is amazing the last couple of years, especially with DC.
I just actually, the last 2 weeks after that Death of Superman came out, I said, I haven't watched them. I'm like behind by like 2 years.
Yeah.
So I've just been nailing them all week. I've been watching the Suicide Squad ones, the Justice League. Man, I was missing out.
And I just, we just signed up for the DC streaming thing, so.
You signed up for it?
Yeah.
I'm kind of waiting for it to come out first when they have all the content and everything.
You know,
to make sure.
Yeah, I'm going to take advantage of the whole $70, $8, like 15-month thing they have going. Because if you would have pre-ordered it by the 22nd, you got 3 extra months.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming, I think, next month or September or whatever it is. But, the content right now.
Is that official?
It's official. October? Yeah,
September?
Yeah. So, October, or I'm sorry, August or September. But, like, the live-action stuff they're doing, the old cartoons, the old TV shows,
yeah.
you can actually read books on it.
Yeah, they're going to be select books. It's not going to be like Marvel Unlimited.
Like, you have the Marvel Unlimited.
Yeah, I love that.
And we'll get into that, too, because I don't read normally. Lou does. So I rely on Lou sometimes to fill me in on stuff that's going on because, again, I'll go to a shop every couple of months and pick up some books and that's it, whatever.
But you like the pretty pictures.
I like the pretty pictures. I do like the pretty pictures. And, I like it that way. But with the DC thing, it was just too appealing, you know. And even if I don't like it, it's for 1 year. I paid 70, 80 instead of $100, whatever the hell it is. And it is what it is. And I told my son, I'm like, you know what? It's going to be fun. Choppy's excited about it, too. So, and we'll give all up, you know, the inner crew access to it so they can all check it out. Nobody has to. You know, because it's listen. By the time I'm done, we're streaming wrestling, we're streaming Netflix, Hulu.
Yeah,
it's coming to a point where it's almost going to be as expensive as cable. People are unplugging from cable, but they're signing up for all these services.
Well, I picked up Hulu now for 6 months now, and it's the best thing I ever
bought. Yeah, no,
it's freaking great.
I got Choppy's Hulu, right? Choppy has my WWE Network, right, and then. You know, I share Netflix with my father-in-law, Will.
Can't do the same thing.
Right, like
the whole family.
Everybody's got the right. And then my boy shares his New Japan with me. You know, and my other boy shares the I just got Ring of Honor today for my other buddy, the Honor Club thing. Mm. So like, I mean, again, like it's great that people are unplugging from cable, but like, you're gonna pay an arm and a leg now for all these. Cause not even like the regular TV channels like Fox and CBS. CBS has like a plan now. It's like you can't watch any of their shows unless you get the app.
Star Trek Discovery is on it, which pissed me off because I don't want.
I downloaded four episodes and I'm like, you know, now I have to wait for it to come out. You know,
supposedly Netflix might be getting it.
That's right.
I think Netflix in Europe has it or something. So
yeah.
you could also do it where if you change your IP.
I do.
Yeah.
I can.
And you say that you're from you know, Europe and going to the Netflix from there, you can watch it.
Yeah, I got the VPN gimmick.
Yeah.
I pay like 40 bones a year for that. So worth it.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to let anybody know what I'm doing. I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm not.
You don't condone bootlegging here.
Right. It's funny you say that because you're a big Guns N' Roses fan and you were showing me the thing that you picked up and I downloaded the same thing for nothing. Because I didn't want to, you want all the pretty pictures. I didn't. I just wanted all the friggin' the music, you know. But here's the thing, though. I feel like I'm validated because I buy still a ton of music and a ton of movies. I still buy all the time. So, you know, I feel like I'm validated in that sense. That I could once in a while just download something and be like, okay.
If it makes you sleep at night.
Yeah. Will Morgan's in the room. What's up, Will Morgan? Sports Report. I know a couple people listening in on the tune in. They're not really in the chat room, and I don't expect anybody to be at the Saturday night in the summertime. But, you know, and I wasn't expecting anybody to be here except for us, but that's another story. However, it is what it is. So, yeah, so like I mentioned before, the whole the Fox merger went through with Disney, solidifying the rest of the Marvel catalog, right? Which was like what? It was Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, and X-Men, right?
Or Spider-Man's on Sony.
Spider-Man's on Sony, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, I think it's exciting.
Yeah,
totally. We're going to get a reboot, probably, of the Fantastic Four again.
On the other hand, it's also scary that.
Yeah.
Disney's taking over the world.
Yeah.
There's just going to be one movie company.
The mouse owns everything, man. The mouse owns everything. And, you know, part of me doesn't care. I don't care.
No, they're doing a good job. If they were doing a shitty job, yeah, I would definitely be.
I remember a couple of years ago, you and I had a conversation, and I said, when Disney got Marvel, because you and I started hanging out, like, right after they did that. Mm-hmm. And I said if they just leave Marvel alone and let them do their thing, they're going to be fine. And for the most part, they have. The Netflix stuff and the animation and the movies are okay. Like, it's a decent trade-off. And there's more merch now and there's more, like, theme park shit. And when you go to Disney, it's like, My whole world is in Disney now. It's Disney, Marvel, Star Wars. You know, they're all going to get theme parks now, which is insane.
And then with Fox, you're going to have the app. Well, I think Avatar already has one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Universal, though, wasn't it?
Is that what it, okay.
Yeah. Crazy, though, right?
It's just insane. Now they own the Avatar thing. That's supposed to, you know, you got three or four movies coming out.
Yeah.
Within the next couple of years.
It's crazy. No, it's crazy.
It's like every franchise they got.
It's crazy. And movies are coming out every year now at a fast pace. And I feel like we're getting treated now to stuff that you and I didn't get treated to 25 years ago. Because when we got our movies, they were terrible. Oh, terrible. We'll do a show about all the terrible comic book movies that came out pre-1995.
Jeez, 90s was bad, man.
Terrible. I mean, the animation was amazing. If you were an X-Men fan.
Oh, the TV shows, yeah.
If you were an X-Men fan, if you were a Spider-Man, Superman, Batman, the animated series, which is, a matter of fact, Batman, the animated series, they're putting out a box set.
Yes.
You saw that, right?
You know, I just watched the Gotham by Gaslight. Did you see that one yet?
Amazing.
So great.
Wasn't it?
And I read the comic book.
I didn't read the comic
book. I haven't read it since it came out, so I forgot about it.
Yeah.
So it was just a nice surprise, especially the ending. I was like, that was fucking awesome.
Right? Gotham by Gaslight was good.
After I saw that, I was like, you know what? I was on the fence with the box set. I was like, yeah, I need that box set.
Well, I have all the episodes. I don't know if I'm going to, again, if I want the pretty pictures, I guess I'll buy the box set. But, I mean, I have all the episodes already. Mm-hmm. I have that and Batman Beyond. But that streaming service is going to have all that, too.
Well, it'll be nice, too, because I have the box set of the Batman TV show.
You do.
With the Hot Wheels, Batmobile, and everything.
I know. I'm so jealous.
You push the button on the side and sing the theme song.
I have the Christmas one. We had the Christmas one. That does it. Yeah.
It's got all the little playing cards and all the lithographs and stuff like that. Yeah, it's really cool. I get into that shit. I love that stuff.
Yeah, no, 100%, man. 100%.
It's the same thing. I'm not a huge James Bond fan.
I have them all right under this table. I have every movie.
Okay, so Amazon Prime, when they had Prime Day, had every single movie on Blu-ray for $60. 24 movies for $60.
Really?
I was like, I like James Bond, but I was like, fuck. Just as a collector, I was like, I need to have it.
Yeah.
I was like, I can catch up on all the old ones that I haven't seen in a long time. Sean Connery ones I really haven't seen a lot of.
Go back to the suite. You sit there. You wait for me. You whore. So, yeah, no, you have to take advantage of stuff like that. And we're just big kids, man. We're big kids. It's right. It's not going to end. I warned all of them, the whole family. I'm like, it's never going to end. Like I get excited. I get giddy over shit like that. I can't help it. You know what I'm saying? That's why we're doing this right now, you know? And we're going to break it off a couple times where some guys can't be here, some guys won't. Will Morgan is going to be our anime correspondent because none of us know anything about anime.
No,
you know, so him and Choppy can handle all that.
Cool.
So they're going to do all that. And we're going to bring in Kid Human, our buddy Scott. There's a bunch of guys that want to get involved. So it's going to be like a cavalcade of nerds. Of our people that's going to come in here and help us out every once in a while because it can't always be a two-man operation, even though it could be technically, but it's there's so much nerdism to go around.
It's more fun.
It's more fun that way, too, to get everybody's opinion and everybody's, everybody's input, which is cool. So let's start off with the movies that we've seen this year so far, okay? Deadpool, obviously.
Deadpool's great.
Right.
I'm going to go right for it, man.
Go ahead.
But there's going to be spoilers, obviously.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. If you haven't seen these movies by now, you might want to, like, you
know, yeah, exactly.
Stop
it's not listening. Like they just came out last week.
Yeah, we're not blowing anything, you know.
But, so I was a big X-Force fan back in the 90s when they first came out. I was when I really started getting into comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Other than, but, so one of my favorite characters was Shatterstar. So I used to draw him. I got my little brother the toy just so I could play with it. But watching the movie, they're in the plane. I tapped my brother. I said, "Bro, we're gonna see Shatterstar use his swords, bro." And then it happened. And my little 17-year-old heart was broken. I was like, "This is a joke, right? This is a joke. This is like a dream or something." That was pretty bold. That was pretty bold. He did that.
Yeah, I don't want to be like the Debbie Downer in the room, but it was nobody's fault. I never got into Deadpool. Not on purpose.
No, I'm the same way.
Like, I can't, I'm not one of those guys, oh yeah, I read the first issue. No, I never did.
I tried to go back. Once the movie came out, because the movie I loved.
Yeah, of course.
And then I said, you know, let me go back and read the little Deadpool comics. I couldn't do it. I really wasn't into it.
Yeah, and there's so many, you know? And I just couldn't get invested. I mean, the character itself is brilliant. Hmm. And Ryan Reynolds plays him really good. If you read any of the books, he plays him to a T.
Green Lantern.
Yeah, well, because he gets me started with that. But but anyway, you know, that was fun. And I was hoping, see, for me, I didn't like the second one as much as I liked the first one. The second one was too hokey for me, a little, almost. Like, the fight scenes were fun, and everything was cool, but I felt like the first one was better. It wasn't bad, you know? Wasn't bad at all, but I thought the first one was better. So, anyway.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Blu-ray to come out so I can... I gotta get a couple more. I can't use, you know...
Criticize
it right away.
Yeah,
sometimes you gotta see it a couple of times.
It's like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Let's do it, because
I had to see Han Solo again.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah,
of course I did.
It was yeah, it was definitely. Remember, I was disappointed in a lot of stuff.
You were.
And then the second time, I was like, all right, I let it go. Now it was a better second time.
Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, fucking Jesus!
Right.
Saw it three times in the movies.
Yeah, I saw it twice, and I was blown away. And I thought Guardians was my favorite, and the first Spider-Man were my two favorite movies of all in the Marvel franchise, right? But dude,
Spider-Man Homecoming Sam
Raimi, the first one. But it was brilliant, like absolutely brilliant.
We saw it in the opening night.
Yes, opening night,
and we were both just sitting there with our mouths open the whole time. We're just like, "What the fuck is this happening?"
Right. I love the fact that he's. Well, let me premise this. Lou drinks during the movie. Every movie I've gone to with him, he boozes it up. He brings a little flask gimmick, and
only on the night movies.
Only on the premiere nights. Not like he's an alcoholic.
Because then I would go see the movie again sober.
Correct.
So this way, it's like I'm watching it all over again.
Correct.
I get double the fun.
So we saw it opening night, and like I looked at him at one point. I leaned over and I said to him, "This isn't going to end well." Meaning the ending, and he was like, "No." So every like the more you got into, first of all, when you started watching the movie, and you read the story, obviously, if you didn't read the story before you saw the movie, and you're a casual fan, you might want to go back and read the Infinity Gauntlet.
Great.
It's on trade. I have it inside. It's amazing. Or get the books if you want to be a collector. They're all out there. They're not hard to find. And I was just. As the movie progressed, you obviously knew what was going on. You knew what was going to happen, but the way they did it and the way they carried on about it and who they systematically removed from the end, and it was just brilliant.
It was cool, too, because, again, that was just around the same time that we were going to the comic book shops, me and my buddy Chops, and that was the first comic book he bought, was the Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, in the 90s.
And then he caught, and, you know, he was, every month he was going there to get that, you know, the next issue. So to us, it was like special, like holy shit. We never thought we'd see this on a big screen.
Correct.
You would never think. It was just too much.
Right.
There were just too many superheroes. There's no way they're ever going to do this, and there we are watching it. The other thing that was cool was last year at Comic-Con, they had the writer, and I'm drawing a freaking blank, the writer of the Infinity Gauntlet was at Comic-Con doing a panel, and CM Punk was actually moderating it. It was really, really cool.
Yeah. He was moderating the panel?
The panel, yeah.
Okay.
So he was getting... I mean, the guy, the right... Oh, man. It's going to drive me crazy.
Well, Will just said kind of upset we didn't get to see a Deadpool-Wolverine team up. That's basically because Wolverine's still part of the X-Men franchise, and they literally just signed the contract, so we're not going to get to see that until, like, next year if they're going to do it.
Right, correct. And if they do something, it's definitely going to be a crossover. And no one knows if What's-His-Face is going to come back to do Wolverine anymore anyway. Hugh Jackman. So that's another thing they would do. Marvel systematically plan stuff like that. If they know they're going to retain the actor. Like with Iron Man. Iron Man did... Robert Downey didn't want to do more than two movies.
Yeah.
And he wanted to come back for the third one, and then the Avengers and all the other stuff. So once they know they can keep somebody and they have him on him or her on reserve, then they can start playing with the plots like that. So anyway, I'm sorry.
It was Jim Starlin.
Jim Starlin, okay.
Jim Starlin.
Okay.
He had some pretty great stories. One of them was when he worked for DC, everybody hated Robin. Okay. So, well, he hated him more than anybody. I'm sorry. He hated Robin more than everybody, but the fans hated him too.
Right.
And he's like, why do you have to send something against Robin so badly? And he was like, because he's freaking walking around in bright colored, uniform, while his guardian over there is in all dark and shadow, hiding in the shadows, and he's out in the open. Because it's just there's something not right about the whole thing.
Right.
So he wanted to kill Robin off, and they wanted to do something in DC. They're like, yeah, you know what? It's a good idea to kill him. Come up with a suggestion box. So everybody would put something in the suggestion box.
You kill Robin, to kill him. Comes back.
He wanted to give Robin AIDS.
What?
He actually said that. And
he wanted to give Robin AIDS?
It was ridiculous. It was a joke. But he would do it every week because they knew it was him, and they would always throw out his paper and just knew it. It was like he would just come up with anything just to get rid of it, just for them to finally kill Robin.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
He meets him with the crowbar and then blows up.
Anyway.
The depot.
Yeah, so yeah, that was fun. Infinity Gauntlet was great. I thought, they left you really, really hanging, but not hanging enough where you kind of know what's going to have to happen now to. For the sequel and how they're going to take out Thanos and all of the stuff, which is really fun for me. We walked out of like life changing. It was
yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it set the tone for everything. And then I saw Ant-Man. Did you see Ant-Man?
Yeah.
And of course that ending sets up so what do you think of Ant-Man?
It was fun. It was like a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
At the end you watch Infinity Gauntlet, it's like oh, okay, now we're back to fun.
I walked in with the first one. With zero expectations because I wasn't really an Ant-Man person, per se. But I liked it. I liked the second one really good. Black Panther, also, right?
That's great.
Right?
And amazing.
Outside of Ant-Man, I had to see all these movies twice.
Yeah. Same thing here.
Because it was so good, they're coming correct.
Yeah.
Like, they're really coming correct. And, it's funny. When you go online and you, especially with our peers, too, and our friends, and then you go on Twitter and all this other nonsense, and the fans are just tearing these shows apart, these movies apart. And I'm like, why?
Just having a conversation about it. It's gotten to the point where people are getting hateful over movies. Like the whole Last Jedi thing.
Oh, my goodness.
It's ridiculous. I've never seen, Jesus.
And we talked about this when you and I were doing the Star Wars movies. It's the director's interpretation of these movies. Mm-hmm. It was a thing where, listen, not for nothing. After every Star Wars movie, you and I would sit in the parking lot and just pick it and be like, okay, we didn't get this, we didn't get that, but we got this, we got that, Okay. And it's a give and take, Obviously, you're emotionally invested because you're a lifelong fan, as am I. But, and then in the same breath, you're emotionally invested, and on top of that, you are aware of every single thing, because you know everybody, all the characters, all the players, the stories, you even know the stories that weren't on the screen, that were in the books back in the 90s, you have that connection, whether it's a comic book, or a Timothy Zahn book, or whatever, you have that knowledge, and when you get... When you get a disappointment, it kind of like, but at least you can suspend your disbelief. It's like watching bad wrestling, It's like, oh, I can't watch that. You're not suspending your disbelief. You're not allowing yourself to enjoy it, And not everything was bad about it, Mike, please stop playing with the dolls.
Okay.
It's annoying on the table. So I wasn't really that disappointed. You know what I'm saying?
I defend that thing to my last breath. I think the movie was excellent. They did a great job of it. It's the whole thing of people believe they're entitled to their movie. And it, you know, listen, if you don't like the movie, you don't like the movie. Everybody has their opinion.
Yeah, opinion.
But be civil about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. You know, the best thing of things, how many things that me and you didn't like, you know, or you and somebody else didn't like, and you sit there and you have a, that's what's conversation. That's the fun.
Like, I'm not
the debate.
I'm not an
You don't have to change me.
No. I don't want to.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not an X-Men fan. Mm-hmm. It's public knowledge. I'm not an X-Men fan.
Yeah, I'm iffy on that one.
Yeah. And I didn't enjoy a third of those movies. I mean, I liked them. I saw them all in the movies. But I really didn't enjoy any of them.
Because,
no, it didn't. I didn't like any of them except for First Class.
First Class was great.
I thought so, too.
It was the best one, easily.
Right?
It had the best director, best story. It felt like an X-Men movie.
Right.
And you didn't even have the popular characters.
Yeah.
That's what was even better about
it. And I learned with those movies that they are... That's where I learned to hate with all the social media, because there are a ton of X-Men. I think X-Men is probably their most popular franchise. Not movie. I'm talking about the comics.
Mm-hmm.
Was in the 90s. My goodness. Everybody at law. And I just couldn't get into it. Me, I'd rather buy, like, you know, Alpha Flight and West Coast Avengers and all the other stupid shit, you know? But I just couldn't get. I just couldn't get arrested. I just couldn't get invested. I tried.
Yeah.
I liked Wolverine on his own. I liked a couple of the characters, but I didn't really invest enough to. I liked the cartoon. Cartoon was fun for the time, you know. But
I'm not the same way. I've never really been invested. But the new they have a new comic, X-Men Blue and X-Men Gold, where they kind of split it up.
Yeah.
So now you have the original '60s. X-Men with Beast, like, still human form and everything, and Jean Grey, Cyclops, whatever. They took them back from the 60s and brought them to now. So now they got their own group, and then they got another group led by Kitty Pryde. And I'll tell you, same thing. I've never liked the X-Men comics, but they even have some pretty good stories, man. It was really good. Stuff.
And it's funny you say that, because that's where you lost me. Because they started doing X-Force, X-Factor, X-this, X-that, X-your sister. I was like, yo, I'm done. Like, I'm done with it, man. I can't get invested. I can't.
It was too. It was overwhelming.
Wait, right? And just am I bugging, right?
No.
So, but I'm so glad that we're still young enough to appreciate this shit now that it's back out. It's like, it's so much fun that that the mouse has taken it, and they opened up to a whole new audience.
The mouse.
You know, and it's you know, it's not it's fun.
So now he's talking about the DC movies.
Well,
that's the elephant.
The elephant in the room. So I'm very, very optimistic when it comes to these things, because it was a huge part of my childhood, as is yours. We're the same age, so you and I have a ton in common, like a lot in common. And I walk in there every time with zero expectation. That's my my hype. I get myself all hyped up. Like, case in point, I'm not a Teen Titans fan at all, right? But he loves the movie. So we made a pact. When it comes out in July, we'll go see it. We saw it Thursday night. I walked in there with zero expectations. Absolutely loved it.
I got into the cartoon, too. I love the cartoon.
I don't love the cartoon. Movie. But they made a bunch of, like, they made a bunch of references that the kids won't pick up.
That's how the cartoon is. If you sit there and watch
it,
some of the episodes, obviously, you probably, you know, you might not get a good one, but there are a lot of episodes where you're like, holy crap, there's no way a kid knows.
There were a ton of references in this movie.
Goonies references
were in there. The Goonies, a Gene Hackman reference, a real estate Gene Hackman reference. Nice. Bro, I howled. That's how loud I laughed. I was in the back of the theater, I howled. But anyway, yeah, the DC movies. So, you know, you lose me when, like, you lost me with Tim Burton. Like, I loved the fact that Batman was coming out when we were kids, but if I was reading Frank Miller at the time, I was reading all the dark and gloomy shit when I was, you know, 13 years old, and seeing that Tim Burton movie, I was like, okay. You know, it wasn't bad, but it was like,
oh my god, I thought it was like the greatest thing in
right. I didn't think it was terrible, but I was becoming a snob, which was bad news. You know? So, you know, and then And then the rest of them came out, and you were like, oh, bad. Bad. The, you know, with Schwarzenegger and Jim Carrey.
Yeah, Returns is great. I love Returns.
Yeah. Well, with Val Kilmer, you mean?
No. Batman Returns.
Batman Returns. Oh, sorry, Penguin and... Penguin, Michael Keaton, yeah. Yeah. With Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
So, you know, when DC started, you know, putting out movies the last couple of years, you're like, all right, Man of Steel was decent, you know?
Okay, I'm just going to throw it out now. I'm a huge fan of them so far.
Dude, hold on. You can't stop blurting stuff out. We're talking. You're talking over Lou, okay? You want to talk, say something, raise your hand, whatever. Just don't stop. Yeah. What?
Batman v Superman.
Well, we're not talking about that yet. Hold on. If you can't do... Dude, we're doing grown-up shit here. If you can't do it, step out, okay? Okay. All right. So, I'm sorry, Lou. Go ahead.
No, so, I mean, so far, I've been optimistic about them, and I like them. You know, they're not Marvel. Right. You know, they're not doing Marvel, but I'm liking what I'm getting from it. Like, I love... Like, all right, Justice League, you know, that's the love it or hate it kind of movie. I loved it because I'm seeing these characters all together on the screen. So I'm just fanboying out the whole fucking time.
I think
they could have done a much better job.
I think if Justice League came out before Batman vs. Superman, because we went, Michael and I saw Batman vs. Superman, and I was horrified.
I hated it when I first saw it. That had to grow on me, that movie.
Right. And I said to him in the theater, I was like, I was with his dad too, and I was like, you know, the special effects were brilliant. Visually, it was one of the greatest movies I've seen in that genre. You know, visually, special effects wise, yeah. I'm talking like Star Wars level. That's how much I like that. Mm-hmm. However, the story was awful. The acting was terrible. And then, so now Justice League comes out, and you're like, all right, wasn't as bad as Batman vs. Superman. You know, I didn't, and then I started being like one of those snobs again. I started picking at the Flash. I didn't like the Flash because I love the Flash TV show. Mm-hmm. We love the Flash TV show, and it's not that guy should have been the Flash in the Flash movie. I loved Aquaman.
Aquaman was good, yeah.
So now I'm glad he's getting his own standalone in December.
Yeah, that looks really good.
Which just debuted at Comic-Con, the trailer, which was brilliant.
It looks really
good. You know, but yeah, man, they're not. And Wonder Woman was okay. I enjoyed Wonder Woman.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, see, that one. That was my favorite of all of them so far.
Yeah, so far, yeah.
The thing is, it's that whole studio meddling. They keep putting. They won't let people do what they got to do. They let these directors do what they got to do. It started with Batman versus Superman. If you see the director's cut, it's way, way better than the original one. It's longer, but
I'll watch it.
But it makes sense.
The longer one.
The longer one, yeah. And everything makes sense. First of all, there's more Superman. It doesn't make Superman look like a dick, like they really were working on in Batman vs. It was like, that was my movie. So it's definitely, if you absolutely hated Batman vs. Superman, you might just say, it was just a little bit better, but it still sucks.
Yeah.
It was a movie that, to me, as the more and more I watched it, the more it kind of grew on me, and I was like, you know what? There are good things about this, and now I like it. And now I'm taking the good things out of it. And that's what I'm doing with all the DCs right now.
Right.
Except for Wonder Woman, which I thought was just a very well done.
It's movie. Well done.
They let her do what she had to do.
Yeah,
they didn't meddle with her.
Yeah,
Patty Jenkins.
Yeah, a lot of fans were like, oh, it's a cap rip off the whole war thing. I'm like, listen, I'm like, you, in order to get an origin story, you got to do it right. Hmm. And anytime you do it in this genre, every time you do when they do a reboot and they try to do a, you know, an origin story. It's like, and we always say this to each other, they better come correct. They better, I mean, how many times, I'm a Spider-Man fanatic. How many times they're going to reboot Spidey, you know? Excuse me, what they do, you got to come correct. You have to come correct because, you know, you're not only reaching out to a new audience, but you're reaching out to the old folk, and the old folk is the ones that are going to buy all the merch too, and they're going to take their kids and take their grandkids, and you know, you have to do its due diligence. And I feel like the directors now are investing enough in the characters that they're creating. Yeah. I love it. I'm, and that's where you're taking the good out of the DC movies. This is my point I was trying to get to. That you're taking the good out of the DC movies and the bad. And I was doing the same thing to an extent. I didn't walk out of these things totally disgusted. I was more just disappointed.
I'm more of like being blinded to the bad. I'm just like, just letting the bad, just like, no, that didn't happen.
No, Tunnel Vision?
Yeah. It wasn't there.
Tunnel Vision? Yeah. You know?
It was like Suicide Squad, too. There was another one.
Yeah.
See, me and Miguel went to go see that, my little brother. And we were just excited as hell just to see these characters up on the screen.
Yeah, because it's a fun book.
It is. And the movie, I thought, was fun. I was like, well, you know what? If you really don't think about it too much, again, this is the problem with DC films. You really can't think about them too much. You kind of just got to, like, sit there and maybe go to the movies and drink.
Like, yeah, maybe I should do that. Maybe I'll do that for Aquaman. Maybe I'll do that for Aquaman.
I think Aquaman's got is in good hands. James Wan is a pretty good director.
Yeah.
So yeah, he did the Fast and the Furious. He revitalized all those movies and stuff like that.
See, you have a film background, being with the school, doing school and all that, and that's another reason why I'm glad you're here, because my question mainly with these movies is when the director takes these characters and puts them in a direction where they haven't gone, like in terms of like the book, like he'll take a story, he or she'll take a storyline and they'll just like shift it
because it's what they want,
right? It's what they
want to personalize it. That's what they're doing.
Right. You even
sometimes okay. That works.
I'm gonna go play some Fortnite.
Okay, have fun. So yeah, I'm sorry, Luke, go ahead.
No, yeah. So sometimes you know they what it is, they basically want to personalize their story. So every director, you're telling a story. So you kind of want to put yourself into that story. So you, they change it up to whatever they, you know, they feel like would make it better for them. And like I said, it works sometimes. Sometimes it does.
So my question is, when they do this, and they want to leave their personal stamp on it, does it take away from the character in any way? Does it depend on the character? Like. Do you feel like it takes away from the character?
It depends. I've seen, like I said, again, there's sometimes where I'm trying to think of an example right now, but...
Like Green Lantern. When the Green Lantern movie came out, everybody was like, well, this is going to be great. You know, Green Lantern has a really good story.
Well, Green Lantern had the... I hate Green Lantern. I can't stand the comic. Really? I can't stand the comic.
I love Green Lantern.
I think it's the stupidest... I've never gotten the whole thing. I just could never...
I'm glad you get this out.
So I already came into it. I saw it on opening night because it's a comic book movie.
Right.
And I was like, change my mind. Basically, Doctor Strange, I'm the same way. I hate Doctor Strange in the comic books.
You told me that, though.
I went to the movie, I came out of it, I was like, okay,
yeah.
I'm a fan.
No, Doc... yeah, Doc is good, man. Doc is good.
So I was hoping the same thing would happen with Green Lantern. And just anybody who can make any kind of magical giant fist and cars and helicopters. Yeah,
I mean, that was a bad example. Yeah. But give me an example as a film guy. As a film guy. A guy who studied film. Give me an example of a superhero movie that a director took their spin and took away the identity of the character.
X-Men.
Okay.
Bryan Singer is... is a gay director and writer.
Okay.
And he saw... He wasn't a fan of X-Men. He didn't know nothing about the comic book. But he saw it as that... He saw the story was that they were different. They weren't liked by the outside world. You know, and the whole thing was them coming out. So he put his themes into those movies.
Right.
Did it kill it? Did it destroy the movies? No, I think Bryan Singer's kind of a crappy director. He's not a really great director. Like I said, this is a hard one to think of. I really have to think this one out.
Yeah, because, I mean, you brought up, like, the fact that he, you know, the homosexuality thing, I guess, maybe he took a different turn with characters. Like, you know, it's, I don't know, man. I don't know if that's, see, I don't.
It was him putting his personal spin on it.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know.
Hold on. Christ.
And, yeah, like I said, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I think with Marvel... They're pretty much saying, like, you know, this is the character, stick with it.
Yeah. Because
they really haven't been changing too much.
No. Like when Iron Man, I'm glad that Favreau, this was before, I think the first Iron Man was out before Disney took it, I think.
I think it was just about
to happen.
Yeah, something like that.
But, you know, Favreau actually took a year and read Iron Man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's commitment. I want that. And J.J. Abrams, same thing. Like, he invested. He did Star Trek. He did Star Wars. Like, he knew the genre. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I feel like sometimes when they put their spin on it, it takes their identity away a little bit. Mm. You know? Like, I'm worried about this Venom movie that's coming out.
Oh, jeez.
I am. Visually, it looks fantastic. The character, the costume, the couple of trailers that I've seen the last 8 months, fantastic. I'm afraid it's going to be a terrible, terrible movie.
Yeah, that trailer has not sold me at all. They're going to really, really have to try hard to sell
them. Yeah, visually, I thought that, I did they did with the costume.
Tom Hardy's one of the best actors working right now, and I saw him acting as that reporter, and I was just like, what the fuck?
Right. Yeah.
I don't want to be evil. I want to be evil. Like, he's got this like little lisp kind of thing going on. I'm just like, terrible. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's good, man. I was telling Choppy. I said, man, it's got to be. I hope it's good. Because it's got to have a spidey twist on it, man.
That's the thing. You can't have Venom without spiders. As far as
I'm that's the thing. How do you give a character... See, if you're going to give a villain a standalone movie, like a hardcore villain, you gotta bring the hero in at some point.
I was just actually talking about this too, with that I'm kind of getting sick of that, with the villains having their own movie. Why do we need that? Why do we need a Joker origin freaking story coming out?
You know what I would like to see? A Doctor Doom movie.
Doctor Doom could do it.
That's an interesting story.
And also, Doctor Doom is also he can be evil, but he can also be good.
Right.
Right now, he took over.
Chaotic neutral.
Exactly. We know where we are now.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
That was great, though. But, exactly. He can play that character out. But when you have somebody like the Joker, who is just a straight up, you make it a Scarface movie, basically. It's just a bad guy.
Yeah.
We don't need to know about I think the Black Widow movie, I think they greenlighted it. They said they was going to go ahead with it.
Now, I heard about that. Yeah. That's going to have a Winter Soldier thing in it, too.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't know if that's true, but,
Yeah, I know, because I heard something about they were looking for a woman director again. They're going to do the women movies.
Yeah, so what's coming out this year is we have Venom coming out, I think, in October. Mm-hmm. And Aquaman.
Yep.
And Spider-Man's next year, right? No, Spider-Man Homecoming is... Spider-Man Home, the new Spider-Man is coming out. Since it's next year. I don't think it's
Far From Home, it's called.
Far From Home, yeah. Yeah.
That's next year, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Infinity War 2.
Yeah.
Whatever the title of that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll go all over that. Let's get to some news and notes here. I mentioned the whole merge. Lou and I have been talking about that with the merge. Amazon hired the Star Trek 4 guys for the Lord of the Rings TV series that Amazon's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be interesting.
Yeah.
If you're into that
genre, they're spending a lot of money on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's got to, jump on that Game of Thrones bandwagon.
Yeah. People say you're making an Arab money. Now you're making an Amazon money. Because Amazon is paid. Paid. What's going on in the chat room over there, Lou?
No, he was just asking about when the release date for Wonder Woman is. I believe it's on next year.
Next year, yeah.
It's usually out.
Yeah. Do you watch any of the CW shows?
Yes, I watch all of them.
You watch all of them? Okay. I'm caught up with Flash. I'm caught up with Supergirl. I'm not caught up with Arrow at all. And Legends, I'm not caught up with at all.
Arrow was a tough season. Especially last season was a great season.
Yeah, that's what Michael said, yeah.
Yeah, this season was it was kind of... had some good moments. I think the biggest problem is with those shows is now that people are starting to do the format now where you're doing 13 episode seasons and 10 episode seasons, and it just makes such tighter stories. So you get to the point where you don't have all that filler.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's happening with Arrow and Flash, is that you got 23 episodes a season.
Yeah.
With a 12 episode arc. And you gotta sometimes it takes a long time to get there.
I was so disappointed with this season's Flash. Like, I hated the fact that that Iris was running the show. I hated the fact that they just kept not coagulating as a group. The selfishness of Barry Allen. I was like, all of it was like, didn't make any sense to me. And it got dumber and dumber as the season progressed.
The highlight of it, though, was Elastic Man.
Of course, Elongated Man. 100%. I was about to say that. He stole the show for me.
Yes,
definitely. And I love Barry Allen. I love that character. He's one of my favorite people of all time. The multiverse thing was fun. I'm learning about that because I don't read the comic books, so I don't know anything about this shit. Like, I'm not, you lose me, my my ADHD, my ADHD mentality, you lose me when you start taking 1,700 books for one story. It's a financial burden, A. And B, it's just for me, it's just I want to go like I was when we were kids and just buy that. I want to buy Amazing Spider-Man and just stick with Amazing Spider-Man. I want to buy Detective Comics and just stay with Detective Comics. I don't want to buy Amazing Spider-Man, Spectacular Spider-Man, The Web of Spider-Man. And I started doing that, and I'm like, oh, you're losing me. Like, I'm sorry. I know these writers are great. These artists are amazing, and they've gotten better and better as you got older and older. But, like, I think you lose me. And with these series on CW, like, you lose me a little bit. Like, okay, that's cool. Supergirl makes an appearance. Love Supergirl.
Yes.
We just saw her on Broadway last week. Brilliant. She was Carol King.
Cool.
Awesome, right? I think she's great. I think the cast is cool. I love John. I love, what's his face? The Martian Manhunter.
Yeah, he's
cool. I love that. And I like that, you know, and Arrow is got a little, but this last season of Flash, man, was hard. Was really hard for me.
I mostly liked it, but I think I was harder on Arrow than I was on Flash.
I didn't catch up on Arrow yet, yeah.
Yeah, so Black Lightning was good, too. I was looking at
I didn't see Black Lightning.
That's really good. That was a surprise
one. I saw the first three episodes of Krypton, and it was very British.
I told My father said the same thing.
I told you that. I think I told you that. It was really fucking British. It was like watching BBC in outer space, you know? It was really, really weird for me.
Yeah, they're trying to get off that whole Game of Thrones kind of thing.
Yeah.
Families and everything. It was decent. The ending was cool. I liked
it. Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
The season finale or whatever, I thought that was pretty interesting where they went. But and it's an interesting concept. I like the fact that they can play around with the world because, you know, they went back at the time. So they don't know what can happen.
What I like the best about these TV shows, especially with the CW shows, is like I can relate to when they talk about Central City and Star Labs and Emerald City, Metropolis. Like I have a when I was a kid, we played DC Heroes. I have an Atlas. I have a DC Atlas, and I knew all the towns and the fucking and all the. I have a map of all the towns and everything, Gotham City and all that. And I like that they stuck with that. So the people who were doing the show are doing its due diligence. The Legends thing I'm a little lost with. I like the show. I'm a little lost though because I have to catch up. But I'm like,
how far did you?
I'm done with the first season. I'm going to start watching the second season.
Okay, the first two seasons was up and down, mm-hmm. but it's a fun show. It gets to be a fun show.
Yeah,
and next season now they're bringing in Constantine. So that should be interesting.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's joining the show. And that's what I like about it, because they can keep switching out characters.
Yeah.
So whenever this one, because like Hawk Girl, I didn't care for Hawk.
See, and I loved Hawk Man comic. I loved the whole.
Yeah, on the show though, they were too mopey. I was just like, I hate that when they start getting too hard on the mopey stuff.
You know, and I don't know, but I'm glad that they're tapping into these shows, man. Like, these characters getting their stand, like, outside of Superman, Supergirl, like, The Flash got his own show, and even the first run of it in the 90s was pretty fun.
That was good, too, yeah.
I own that. I thought it was great, you know? We had Helen Slater as Supergirl, you know? It's like, now we have this series, and I'm like, you know, again, visually, and there's no knock on anybody, please don't take this the wrong way, but I like to see the characters in the book look like the characters on TV. So seeing Jimmy Olsen as a brother, to me, is like, even though he's great, I love him to death, I think he's a great character. Mm. Like, I can't, it's like, same thing.
He's too hardcore. He's not,
yeah, he's not Jimmy Olsen. Yeah, he's not Jimmy Olsen. Right. And on top of that, like, even like with the Fantastic Four, too, like, even with Jessica Alba, that's not Sue Storm. Sue Storm is blonde hair, blue eyed, big tits. Not bleach blonde, mulatto colored, and with contact lenses. You know what I'm saying? I have to visually see. Like, that's why I'm praying they do this Captain Marvel movie fucking correct. Because I love Shazam. And if they don't do it, like, if they don't do it the way they're supposed to do it, it's going to ruin it for me. I got to visually, I can't see, like, when they start mixing stuff up, like, I can't deal. You know, I really can't. I lose interest. And I know I should, it sounds really shallow of me. Does that sound shallow of me?
I get it. I mean, as long as you're not hateful about it.
No, I'm not hateful. Yeah. No.
Because you got that group, you know, the Social Justice Warriors.
No.
They go too far.
Dude, you know me. You know me, man.
No, I'm not accusing you. I'm just saying, as long as you're not in general, I'm saying in person. Of course you can, you know, you're used to one thing. It's a little different. I've gotten used to it now because I've accepted that, listen, you can't change it. It's not going to happen.
Correct.
There needs to be more diversity. I agree with it.
Yeah.
It helps with things.
I don't disagree with it. I just don't, visually, I don't like seeing it. Like, I don't mind he's a brother, but, like, I don't mind.
All these characters and all this stuff were created, you know, the 1920s, 50s, 40s, 50s.
Yeah, no, they're perfect. And I understand why they do it.
Yeah.
You know, Aquaman too. Like, Aquaman's not... Aquaman's blonde hair, blue eyes. But Jason Momoa is a handsome motherfucker. And he plays the part, man. And he's dope.
Aquaman was up there with Green Lantern for me. And he pulled it off, man. I was like, all right, I like Aquaman.
Yeah. Like, and people don't forget him. If you read him in the book... Like, I read... Oh, I want to say late 90s, early 2000s, if my memory serves correctly with the books. Like I said, I haven't read normally since then. But... There was a time where he had lost a hand.
Yes, with the hook.
Oh, yeah. And he was just like...
Well, they made him look badass.
But he was maniacal. Like, he didn't take... Nothing was, like, cut dry for him. Everything was a massacre. Anything he went into, he murdered. Really? Like, whether it be, like, a villain or a relationship, anything remotely that meant anything to him or close to him, he destroyed it because he lost that...
See, I would be into that, but in my
it was
head,
good.
Aquaman is always challenging the Super Friends. Aquaman, you know,
talking to the fucking fish,
yeah, and riding on the seahorse and shit like that. Oh. I always thought that was like, all right, why are you hanging with us, bro? Like, what the guy?
You know, I don't know. I feel like, you know, I'm a Super Friends mark too. We'll talk about the cartoons in September. I want to do a Saturday morning cartoon special.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. But, you know, the Skype is open if anybody wants to call in or Skype in. It's 212-878-6394, 212-878-6394. Or you want to Skype, it's all one word, Throwbacks and Awfulness. It's 718-878-6394. So, you know, I feel like, you know, but they're doing really good with these shows. You know, they're really, it's fun. I look forward to it now because I don't watch them on TV. I binge watch them. But now that I'm caught up with Flash, I'm like, what do I do? Do I actually wait, or do I watch it? So I start in September. Do I watch every week? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do
I'm
I do?
I'm an every week guy. I'm very anal with the DVR. I got to make sure.
Yeah. See, that's not. I'm not. Like, I'm forgetful. Like, I've got like 7 weeks of Raw on my DVR that I haven't watched yet because I'm wrestling on. We do a wrestling podcast, but like, I'm not invested like that anymore. Like, I love watching the shows, but if I'm home. I'm hardly home during the week. And if I'm home, it's for like 2 hours, and I'm in bed sleeping. I get like 4 hours sleep, and I'm back up again for the next day. But I started watching Supergirl, and that's the thing. With the Supergirl, and I was binge-watching them on the tablet, on the phone, on the way to and from work. I'm like, oh, good. I'll get two episodes a night. This is perfect, you know? I have a shitty commute. This is great. But, yeah, I might have to jump back to weekly because you know, I don't know if I can wait now. I need to know what happens.
I'm like, especially with Flash. Flash is my favorite.
It's a great, yeah.
That one I have to, like, I got to watch at least that night or the night before. The night after.
Yeah. So Supergirl 4 is coming out, the season 4. They casted Rona Mitra as...
Really?
As Mercy Graves, Lex Luthor's longtime assistant.
I like her.
Yeah, she's delicious. there's a new trailer for Iron Fist season 2.
He was saying, too, that the transgender... Did they put somebody in a transgender role in there?
For what show?
For Supergirl.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, I know her sister was kind of like was gay for like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
in the show.
But I think they actually got a transgender actor.
Oh.
Yeah.
That don't bother me, man. No. Like, at this point, you know, that's another thing, too. You and I are from New York City. Not only from New York City, but we grew up in the hood, so we got pretty much tough skin. I feel like that stuff is like so nonsensical now. People who invest any emotion in that really doesn't even deserve to have my time. I feel like there's like if you're hung up on a transgender, like, you know, who gives a shit? You know, if they come correct with the character, I don't care if they're fucking green, yellow, you know, body parts, whatever they have, I don't care. Yeah, there's a new trailer. I didn't see it yet for Iron Fist season 2.
I'm hearing it's supposed to be a lot better.
Yeah.
Because the first season definitely did not sell me. And he's another one of those characters I never really cared for in the comic. I like him when he teams up.
Yeah.
But I don't like his own comic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was better in season two of Cage. Luke Cage. Oh, he was much better.
That was
better.
So much fun. He walked
but
in.
But he wasn't good with Defenders. Defenders was such a disappointment.
I wasn't big on it. That and Jessica Jones, I couldn't get invested.
Jessica Jones, I really liked.
You did? I liked the first season. I liked the second season.
Yeah, the second season. They should have went, I don't know, hardcore, I guess. I don't know. More of a villain. Because that villain from the first one, Purple Man, was freaking awesome. That was like one of the best villains until this guy came along.
You said Purple Man. Yeah, no, I know what you meant. But those shows too, man. Like Punisher and Daredevil and like all that stuff. Like it's so good.
You saw Luke Cage season too, right?
Of course.
Bushwhack.
Dude, Bushmaster. Me want three. Let me get three of them, man. You know he reminded me of? You remember that old Steven Seagal movie when he fights the Jamaicans?
Mark for death.
Me want screw face. That's it. It was like, I yelled screw face. And you know what was cool? They named all the episodes after Pete Rock and CL Smooth
songs.
Oh,
yes, that's right. You were telling me about that.
And the first season was all Gangstar songs. William Morgan's trying to call. Let's get William Morgan on the line. Hold on a second. Let me call that fool. Because I had the volume off. Hold on a second. There it is. What's up? What's up, Mr. William Morgan?
What's up, man? What's going on with you guys?
Hey, how's it going?
We're hanging, bro.
Good, man. Good. You know I had to be here, man.
Oh, we appreciate it, man. You know you're gonna be involved in this just as much as we are, probably at this point.
Man, I'm telling you, talking about those CW shows, I pretty much love all of them. But I want to get your opinion on something. I'm sort of kind of against all this romance you see in Flash and Supergirl. Do you guys think that it overtakes the storyline? Because I really think it overtakes the storyline when you're dealing with stuff like that.
Well, I'll let Lou answer that because he mentioned the Mopey stuff before.
Yeah, it drags sometimes. It drags it down a lot. It should be more of a side note instead of taking over half an episode.
Yeah.
I think they do that a lot too much. And I think, again, that goes into that whole 23 episodes, and we got to do a 12-episode arc in 23 episodes.
Well, that was the thing with Iris and Barry, that their wedding was actually on another show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I missed it. I was like, what happened to the wedding? Michael's like, oh, it happened on the other show. You didn't see it? I'm like, no, I have to go back and watch it.
That killed Supergirl for me a lot.
Yeah.
With Mon-El.
Yeah.
I hated him just because I didn't want to see the freaking story. No,
100%.
Are they going to be together? Are they not going to be together?
You know what, though, Will? And I'll play devil's advocate on this, too. I'm in agreement with you guys. The romance kills it for me a lot of times, but I'll play devil's advocate for the sake of the show. I feel like they have to do that to appease the casual fan.
Mm-hmm. And drama.
And yeah, because we're all sitting here talking. We're all not casual fans. We're hardcore fans.
Right.
So I think they have to appease the casual fan and give that drama, that element of Knots Landing Dynasty type shit, you know? But I hated Iris West in this last series, man, in this last season. She killed it for me. Like, all of a sudden she runs the show and I'm like, what gives her the qualifications? She's a fucking news reporter. You know, like...
Well, that's like Arrow, where, like, they do 2 weeks of training and they're a superhero the next episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I feel you guys on that. Another thing, too, that kind of bothers me about these shows, in the transgender thing, kind of bothers me just a bit because of the fact of, you see a lot of these guys doing it just to do it without a purpose. And what I mean by that, like Mon-El, you brought Mon-El into this whole thing, and I can see you using Mon-El for as much as you used him, not just as Coward's love interest. If you're going to bring the Legion into this, I got you. But, really? He wasn't that interested in the comics.
That's fair. That's fair. No, it's fair.
He wasn't interested in the comic books. But if you're going to bring the whole Legion of Superheroes in, you know, with him, I got you.
Yeah, and they didn't do that from the beginning, yeah.
Right. No, that's a fair assessment. Hey, I can't argue. I can't debate you.
Now, on the other hand, I'm not a Supergirl comic book reader.
Me either.
Did she ever have a love interest?
I don't know. Last time I saw her, she died. And that was 30 years ago.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. The last one I read, she died in the comic. She died in Crisis, man. Yeah, in Crisis. That's the last time I read it. It was 1985. I was 12 years old.
Wow. Goodness. And you know, I take it hardcore. My sister actually cried when Supergirl died in Crisis.
Wow.
You know, listen, we all wore armbands to school when Superman died.
Yeah.
When the book came out, we all wore armbands. The book came with armbands.
Yeah, I have that.
Oh, man. Like I say, the transgender thing, I don't mind either. I'm in agreement with you, Phil. As long as it makes sense and the acting is great, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But just don't. Do it.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with the ethnicity of the character. And Will, you and I talked about this too on your shows. Like again, like I hated Jessica Alba as Sue Storm because A, she didn't look like Sue Storm, and B, she wasn't very good. You know, if you were good at it, and I wouldn't care what you look like. You know what I'm saying? Like it's.
But was anybody really good in that movie?
No. Well, no.
Human Torch was good.
Yeah, Thing was good, though. No, Thing was great. Yeah.
Doom sucked. I didn't like
it. Yeah, Doom was terrible.
It wasn't as bad as the one in the
with the previous one. Correct. Yeah, correct.
It still wasn't Doom.
But you see my point, right, Will? I'm not being a dick about it. I'm not trying to be, yeah. Because, again, it's the same thing, you know, with any kind of movie, though.
Again, with the diversity and everything, it doesn't matter if what they do with it, I think, is just give the heart of the character. And number one thing, like Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what if he's Chinese, black, or whatever.
It's not Jimmy Olsen. He does not act like
Jimmy Olsen.
Correct.
Exactly.
He's more of like, he should be Luke Cage. he could be Luke Cage.
Well, now you're making him the Guardian. I don't think...
Or the Guardian, yeah. Or John, or Iron. Or what's the other one?
Steel, yeah. Steel, he could probably play Steel,
yeah. 100%.
No. You could make an argument. They should have scrapped Jimmy Olsen in season 2.
Yeah. Yeah, he really doesn't serve a purpose. And for him to take over Cat Grant's job...
That was terrible, too. Because Cat Grant was amazing.
I liked her.
That was like my favorite character in the whole show.
She was. The first season was great.
CBS? Yeah, Cat Grant and John Johns was my two favorites.
They had a higher budget and everything. And they were able
to Channel 2. Yeah, yeah. When they moved to CW, they were like...
First they were moving to Canada.
They were on an EBT fucking budget, you know?
I hated the fact that Cat Grant couldn't really move over to Vancouver where the rest of those guys. I love her as that role. I hate her. Me and my ex-wife, I used to watch that Ally McBeal stuff with her. I hated her as Ally McBeal. I hate her.
Same here.
But as Cat Grant, she's really good.
Yeah. She was. When I heard that she was hired, I was like, really? And then I was like, oh, shit, she's actually good.
She's really good, so I'll give her that. Phil, you said you haven't watched Black Lightning yet?
No. No, I was saving that for a binge.
And it's short too. I think it's only 13 episodes.
Is it on a streaming? Is it on one of the networks yet? Could stream it.
It's on Netflix. Yeah.
Then that's my next series. I have to catch. I'm caught up with everything else except for Arrow. So I'll watch Black Lightning. Then I'll watch
it's
Arrow.
Really,
then,
really well done. Yeah. It's really, really good.
And the Black Lightning cartoon I didn't like. Remember the cartoon? They had that cartoon. Was it Black Lightning?
Static Shock.
Static Shock. It was the same thing. It was a bad knockoff of Black Lightning. You know. Yeah, I didn't like that. And then and when Super Friends, he was what do they call him? Black Vulcan. Yeah, it's like it was.
So that's the same character.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Here's the only reason why, because there was some type of comic book loophole that they couldn't put Black Lightning with him, so they had to create another one and call him Black Vulcan.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, and he was only relevant in the cartoon, and he really didn't do much in the books. A lot of the reserve members. Became like there was no Apache fucking chief in the comic books. There was no samurai in the fucking comic books.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? The one the twins didn't have a monkey in the comic books. You know.
Well, who's the other one? The two with the dog.
Marvin and Wendy.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to figure out El Dorado. What the hell you came from?
Yeah, El Dorado. Yeah. But not for nothing though. That was when they the tail end of it. And that's when they brought Darkseid in. That was fucking dope. That was. We'll get into that next month. We're gonna do a. I want you in on this too, Will. We're gonna be doing a Saturday morning special, and we'll do the battle of the Super Friends, the challenge of the Super Friends. Yeah.
And somebody was saying about Teen Titans. You didn't. What series didn't you like, Phil? The first series of Teen Titans or Teen Titans Go?
I don't like Teen Titans Go. My son is invested. He knows every episode. And then when I saw it with him the other night at the movies, I really enjoyed it. It was really good. I wasn't not, you know, it was too corny for me.
My boss got me into it, actually.
Yeah.
And he doesn't talk to anybody, this guy. First, he got me into the Ninja Turtle one. The last one that they did.
They're bringing that back, actually.
Yeah, actually, I heard it's actually not too bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. he got me into that, and it was like, he was like, oh, you got to check out Teen Titans Go next. I was like, really? It just doesn't look like my type of thing.
Yeah.
By like 3 or 4 episodes in, I was like, all right, you know what? I binge-watched it on Hulu in like 2 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
What you get to think so far of what you've seen from the actual TV show Teen Titans?
Oh, the trailer you're talking about? For the live action one?
Uh-huh.
Brilliant.
Really?
Yeah. I think they finally tapped into something. I think their live action stuff is gonna probably pull them out of obscurity when it comes to making these shitty movies.
I'm kinda indifferent with that.
Okay, that's
Robin,
fine.
With the Robin thing.
Okay.
The fuck Batman.
Yeah, I keep the bell, Will. I can't not get rid of the bell.
I kind of sat there like, what?
Right?
Is that Dick Grayson?
Right.
Because, you know, somebody was saying that's more like a Tim Drake kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah, yeah.
Like, that's not Dick Grayson.
You see, the you know, there's a big debate for years about the DC Marvel, DC versus Marvel, and there are certain spots in our growing up where DC was so much darker and more human element like than the Marvel stuff. But the Marvel stuff was so good for me, and I can speak for Lou too, because everything happened in New York. all the stories, and I don't mean to sound biased, but everything was like Ghost Rider basically lived in the cemetery that I grew up behind. You know, Spider-Man's from Queens. I grew up in Queens. You know what I'm saying? I lived in Bensonhurst. That's where Ben Grimm lived for a little while, you know? Like, I'm telling you, like, I related to these characters a little more, but when I started getting older in high school and I started getting into the darker stuff with DC, it was like Swamp Thing and, you know, Batman, Frank Miller, and all
that. I gotta read Swamp Thing's Alan Moore's
Alan Moore Swamp Thing. Yeah, it's
that.
Fucking great. Yeah. It's great. Dan Lopez was talking about that online a couple months ago. But that stuff was deep, man. But I didn't get into all the indie stuff. I didn't read Sandman. I didn't read Constantine. I didn't read any of that stuff. I was strictly like just the basics, but I started the stories were getting dark. Even Superman got dark. When they killed him off and they brought him back, it was like there was a whole different thing to him. He had the long, the mullet going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And they gave him a new, like, they gave him, he was pissed off. Like, yeah. he was angry, like, all right.
Well, that was the 90s. Right. You know, it was Punisher. And
yeah.
Venom was the, you know, that was the biggest thing back then.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, my point I'm trying to make is, I think DC, doing the streaming service and doing all the live action stuff, I feel like they got their niche. And they're going to take some of that from the stuff they're doing with the CW. And I feel like it's going to have that kind of flavor to it, but darker. Because they can do it. It's not on any network. It's not on any, you know.
The problem with DC is, ever since Dark Knight, they feel like that's what everybody wants, is darkness.
Yeah.
And that's not true. Marvel is showing that.
Right.
Marvel's. And don't make things dark just to make them dark.
Right. Understood. That's a fair assessment.
And I feel like that FU Batman was just kind of more just to shock everybody and talk about it than it is actually, does it really need to be in there?
Oh, you're saying it's a front. Like, it's a facade.
It's going to be in the show, I'm sure, but it's just more just to get everybody talking. Which is it has done.
Right.
Because otherwise I was like, yeah, did you see that Teen Titans? It's looking all right. But the first thing everybody talks about is that one line.
Well, it sold Mikey. Mikey practically begged me to buy it. He sat in, you know.
I'm still trying to find out. Don't mean to cut you off there. I'm still trying to find out, does Robin ever take a bath? Every picture I've seen of him, he's all greedy and dirty. His costume's dirty and stuff like that.
It's true.
Yeah, he's got money, dude. Take a shower. You got a butler and shit. Take a shower, you know?
Damn.
Let him draw a bath for you or something, you know?
One thing with Titans that I'll be happy to see, that she should be in it, she better be in it.
Who's that?
My girl Raven.
Yeah, I like Raven. I like Starfire. Starfire is great too. That's why I didn't like Justice League, because I'd rather Cyborg be with the Titans than be in. I mean, I know he's a Justice League member eventually, but he grew up too fast for me in the genre. You know, like I still see him as a Titan. I don't see him as a full fledged member of the Justice League. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That spot could have been filled by, you know, GL or anybody, a Martian Manhunter, any of those other guys, you know?
Well, he's back now. He's be back as the leader.
Yeah.
It was the last movie. He was in that Superman movie.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Yeah. But, you know, I feel like DC is finally going to get with it a little bit. I feel like they're... And maybe, hopefully not, what Lou was saying about being darker in every movie, hopefully not taking that route, but sticking to a formula with like, the CW shows. Now you have your own streaming service. Now you can... Same thing with the wrestling, and you can put anything you want on there. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody get the email? Because I signed up, pre-registered for it, and I guess when it launched or whatever, they gave me a price of like $80 for the year.
It was if you pre-ordered it before July 22nd, it was $80 for 15 months.
It was $74
or something. $79.99 or $75.99. Yeah,
I think it was $70.
Yeah,
something like that.
So that was the day, and I did it. I did it last Saturday. So I did it on the 21st.
I just feel like with a new streaming service, they're not going to have a lot of content right away. So I feel like I'm just going to wait a couple of months.
Well, no, the Netflix. All those streaming services.
Netflix was nothing like it is now.
Right. I'm saying, no. I mean, I feel like you could build on that.
Same thing with Hulu.
Yeah. WWE Network.
They're definitely going to build on it. But you know, WWE's network, their selling point was the pay-per-views.
Right. But all the content.
The content.
They're still putting content on. Yeah.
But when it first came out, what I'm saying is the first couple of months is not really a lot of content. So that's why I feel like I'm going to wait a couple of months for it to come out so they can add stuff and then, you know, you'll have it there.
My only thing is now you got to kind of like prioritize what you're doing with these streaming services. Hulu, Netflix, WWE Network, DC, the DC Network. Now you kind of prioritize where you spend your money, you know?
Yeah. All right. Will, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. I think Kid Human's trying to get on here. Scotty, you there, bro?
Scott.
What's up? What's up, Kid?
How's it going?
What's going on, fella?
Scott, what's up, man?
What's up, Big Will?
What's going on with your dog?
Chilling, bro, chilling. Just got off work. I've been listening. Man, I got to get on this DC Marvel conversation. I mean, like Phil, growing up, I was heavily into the Marvel, and DC was kind of whack. It was kind of soft to me because they kind of rode the coattails of Batman and Superman. But like Lou said, once it went to the Dark Knight and Bane broke his back, it was on for DC.
Yes.
You know, and then the Death of Superman. Do you guys watch the new Death of Superman?
Amazing.
Yeah, it was really good. They actually got me back into watching the cartoon.
Amazing.
Yeah, dude, I ain't seen a beatdown like that since Chris Brown hit Rihanna. I mean, yo, and he, I mean, Wonder Woman tagged him, but he just was looking at him like, what?
Trick, please.
But yeah, so what else you guys been talking about?
I mean, that's basically, we were running down the movies that came out this year, and the, you know, what's expected for the year's end, and... You know, how are we regrouping from all the DC nonsense? But I feel like they're trying to get better. You know, with Wonder Woman, and I think Aquaman's going to be good. You know, of course it's got to be good. Black Manta's in it. That's my boy. You know, but
yeah, I love Black. I didn't like Wonder Woman. It had too much of the Captain America feel.
See, what I tell you?
Good.
No, I'm just saying, I was telling Lou the same thing before. Like, people thought that it was a Captain America ripoff, and it was, you know, but when you, I think with an origin story, and that was my point before, with the origin stories, I feel like they have to, I don't know, not copy, but it resembled the origin. It didn't...
I think the only thing that resembled it was the World War II, World War I scene.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you had the whole thing on the island, the thing...
Yeah, the three things that got me were the, the alleyway fight scene reminded me a lot of the elevator fight scene of Winter Soldier. The way she was using the shield to get hoisted up, that was a lot like Scarlet Witch hoisting him up in the air in Civil War.
Okay, good point.
And then at the end, yo, what the hell was up with that? Will, tell me that wasn't a Kamehameha that she hit him with. You know, I'm like, where's Goku? I was like, what's up with that? Yep. But I will say, I did, I picked up, like, my first brand new comic book besides a trade paperback in years. It was Justice League Dark. I picked it up the other day. First issue. Really good, man. Really good book. It was Wonder Woman. She's in a different universe with the Magic Universe. So it's her, Zatanna, Swamp Thing, Man-Bat, and Bobo the Chimp are the Justice League in that universe.
Wow.
Dude, it's dope. I was like, wow.
I gotta check that out.
That's pretty dope. Yeah, Justice League Dark, I'm gonna pick that up. Yeah, that's pretty dope.
And issue number one just came out, so get in at the ground floor.
Yeah, 100%.
Did you see the animated movie, Scott?
They did animate. They did do a
no, Justice not yet.
Not that story. But
not that story, but they did Justice League Dark.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, it was all right.
No, I didn't see that one yet, but I'm going to go back and watch all the DC ones.
That's what I just started doing this week after I saw Death of Superman. I was like, you know what? I haven't seen him in like the last 2 years. I kind of gave up on him.
I hate
the new 52, so I was just like...
Yeah. You got to watch the... There was a Wonder Woman...
I saw a couple of good ones.
The Wonder Woman one animated was really...
That was the old one. Yeah, I saw that one. I stopped watching them after Flashpoint, because Flashpoint was actually...
Flashpoint was great.
And then I think Doom I saw, and then after that I just stopped watching.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
But yeah, I saw a couple of good ones. I saw the Suicide Squad one, Assault on Arkham.
Oh,
that was good. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the new Batman coming out? I think it's in September. It's a Batman Black Label, I think it's called.
Yeah, I think DC is doing it's called a DC Black Label. They're going to have their own, what do you call it? Like, that's like a different company kind of thing. We're going to have different characters, but darker stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, but the Batman one is... Bruce Wayne wakes up, the Joker is dead, and he has no memory of it, and he has to team up with Constantine to find out what happened.
Whoa! Oh, that sounds cool. Wow! That sounds really good.
The thing
I'm going to get in on that one.
What I'm really into right now is the Superman with Brian Michael Bendis.
The reboot?
Yeah, holy shit.
I just bought the first two Justice League reboots.
You got to get the six episodes.
Not
six,
the dark.
Six issues of Man of Steel.
Yeah.
So they're changing all kinds of stuff. They got this, they're basically saying like Krypton was destroyed by this alien called Kolgozar.
What?
And he wanted he went to the council to ask them to do genocide to Krypton.
What?
Because they were experimenting on all these different planets. It's freaking crazy.
That's crazy.
And they just started Superman number one now. They started fresh now. They got a new, because he beat the shit out of Fortress of Solitude.
Fortress of Solitude.
So now he got to build a new one in the Bermuda Triangle. They got rid of Lois and his son.
Oh.
Because the father's alive.
Yeah.
Jor-El's alive.
Oh, Mr. Jesus. Oz.
It's crazy, but it's so good. The stories are so good. And if you're a fan of Michael
Bay. I hate reboots like that where they change the story of everybody's origin.
DC loves doing that. DC does that. I feel like there's a new number one issue every every 2 years.
They're running out of ideas, man.
Do you blame them?
No,
I mean, New 52 is horrible. I'm an avid collector. I collect every week. I go and pick up my about 10 books. And I had to give up on a lot of New 52. I was just like, if it's just getting bad, I just like, that's it. All right, we're good. But they've been doing good, though. They've been rebooting it, you know.
I'm going to have to do that DC Universe online because where that deal.
Yeah, I was hoping that DC would come up with some kind of a Marvel Unlimited service where
they might do something. I'm not too worried about the book service. I was more happy with the content. I'm excited for it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it looks good. DC has definitely changed a lot since we grew up. It's more hardcore and more dark than ever.
I think I felt like they had to.
Well, Brian, you know the history of Brian Michael Bendis. He was the one who basically created the Ultimate Universe.
Right.
So when they did the Ultimate Spider-Man and all that.
Yes.
Spider-Man was excellent.
Yes.
That was one of the best renditions of Spider-Man that wasn't Amazing Spider-Man.
Correct.
And so that's what that's basically why they brought him in over here. And he does amazing stories. He does really, really good stories. I definitely recommend looking him up.
Yeah.
We actually saw him at Comic-Con last year, and he did the panel or whatever. Him and Dan Slott and all that.
Yeah.
That was really cool. All
right. I'll do that.
Did you guys see that Castlevania trailer I popped up today? Part 2? Season 2?
Yeah, I saw it when you posted it earlier today. I didn't see the first season.
It was good.
I didn't even know it existed.
Dude, the first, you can bang it out in 2 hours. They're like 25 minutes each.
Yeah, it's like a movie. It basically is a movie.
Yeah, I'm going to do it on one of my shitty commutes this week. I'm going to knock it out. And I'll message you after I watch it. I'll let you know what I like.
It's dark, man. Gory. For Castlevania, I thought it was really gory.
My kid said it was really good, so.
Yeah, it was. It was fun. I'm not a big anime fan, too, but.
I'm not either. That's Will and them. That's
I like that, and I like the Godzilla one, too, I thought. I didn't see the second season yet, but the Godzilla was pretty good.
I got to go back and watch that Godzilla. It's on my list.
Yeah, it was decent. It was pretty fun.
Awesome.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. So, did you guys see Ant-Man? I haven't watched Ant-Man yet. How was it?
It was fun.
It was excellent.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was.
It was. If you play back the show from tonight, we talked about it a few minutes. And it ties right into Infinity Gauntlet. We didn't give the spoiler for that, but the ending ties into it. And it's just it's a fun movie. It like I think Lou said, it's a palate cleanser from Infinity Gauntlet. You know, if you were because everybody's at the end of their seat at the Gauntlet, you're like, oh my god, the universe is in trouble. It was like a breath of fresh air. It was like it was needed, and I think Marvel did that purposely, just to make it just to ease the pain of of what Thanos just did to the Marvel universe.
I mean, you got Captain Marvel coming out in about 6 months.
Wow, is it 6 months?
You guys got high hopes for that.
What's that?
You guys have high hopes for Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I do. I think it'll go, because it's going to go, I mean, it's an origin story. It takes place in the 90s, as you know, and Coulson's going to be in it. They're going to go into the Kree background, from what I understand, so hopefully they do all that stuff.
I'm sort of kind of leering because of the actress. I don't really know the actress that well.
Yeah, Brie Olsen.
Go ahead, John.
It's better than Ronda Rousey, I'll tell you that much.
You know what? I'm not hung up on that until I see it. You know, like, Scott, you know me. I've told this you too, how I'm visually impaired when it comes to I have to visually see the character. It has to look like the comic book because I'm that dumb. But I'm not hung up. See, for a character I'm not too that I didn't really read a lot, I didn't know about. The only Captain Marvel I liked was Shazam, you know. But I know Captain Marvel's purpose in the Marvel universe. So like, I'm not too hung up on the person who's playing her.
I'm not feeling because something is he's supposed to be a kid in a grown man's body as Shazam. He's like a kid.
I couldn't tell if Shazam was making fun of itself or was trying to be funny. I didn't know what was going on with that trailer.
And that kind of turned me off a little bit, because it's supposed to be a man. Did you know?
All right.
That's my only trepidation.
Yeah.
I still want to see the trailer, you know, let's get the feel of it, what it's going to be like.
Yeah, I won't really critique her until I actually see it, you know.
Going back to Godzilla, though, did anybody see the trailer for the new Godzilla movie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
If you're a fan of Godzilla, man, I had goosebumps, man.
I'm watching it, and I'm like, camera!
Yes.
I can't remember the Hydra's name, the three-headed Hydra. I can't remember his name.
King Ghidra.
I remember now.
You know, it's funny because these trailers are getting longer and longer. So The longer it got, I was like, I couldn't catch my breath. I'm like, did this? Oh, it's how they gonna do it? You know, it really was cool. I really enjoyed that.
And supposedly there's gonna be more Toho creatures in there than they actually showed.
Yeah.
So they're actually gonna go do a Monster Island kind of thing.
The one Titan that everybody knows they didn't show, but I don't know if he's gonna be in it. And that's Kong.
Kong is probably going to show up at the end credits because the next movie is King Kong versus Godzilla.
Whoa. Yeah, is that done? Yeah. Is that written?
Yeah, did you see the last Kong movie? Kong Skull Island?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At the end of the movie, they showed Godzilla and Mothra and all that.
Gotcha.
Well, the drawings.
The drawings.
Yeah, so they're setting up that whole, you know, everything's got to be an extended world now.
Yeah, of course.
the four phases of movie making.
Yeah.
All right. Have you guys touched on the James Gunn thing?
No. The Guardians thing you're talking about?
Yeah, being fired and all that. If you want to get into it, you want to discuss that at all?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how do you guys feel about it? Do you think it was warranted that he got fired?
I'm fucking angered. I am fucking angered. I'm freaking really pissed.
I mean, Scott, you're our age, so you come from a different time, too, where it's... Where all that stuff was... You know, passe, and you know, was childish. It was goofing off. We use certain words that are very hurtful, but they were used in like a slang or like a in jokingly manner. You know, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like this is just another thing where someone had a hard on for this dude.
What's going on now? It's those two guys.
Did you read the tweets? Did you see them?
No.
Oh, okay.
They were bad, dude. I mean, one of them said, "The Expendables movie was so manly, I fucked a 3-year-old boy next to me."
Oh, I didn't know about that.
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he was like, I'm gonna rewrite The Giving Tree where the kid comes back at the end and gets blowjob and fucked in the ass.
Damn.
Wow. Well, that's not... Yeah. That's kind of stupid. I thought it was more like passe shit. I didn't know it was that hardcore.
No. Okay, no, well, no, when I read them, I was like, damn!
Is anybody familiar with his, poison
stuff?
Is anybody here familiar with Trauma?
That's the... Trauma is the...
They make those really raunchy B-movies.
Yeah, but they made Toxic Avenger. Didn't we see that guy?
That's the guy I always go to see. I love their movies.
Yeah.
He worked for them, and their movies are nothing but disgusting sexual horror movies. Disney knew who they were hiring.
That's the thing, though. Like, don't you know who you're bringing in? Like, that's my that was my next question.
And it's like Bobcat said. Bobcat Goldthwait did this great tweet about it. He goes, "You guys did that, but I don't see you taking off Powder. You're still making money off of Powder. And if you know the history of Powder, the director,
was a child molester, wasn't he?
Yeah, he videotaped giving I'm getting head from like an 8-year-old boy.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
I think so. I mean, okay. He did that a long time ago. He also apologized for them. He's also grown. So, and he said, you know, that's the biggest thing, is that he's grown as a man. He's not that childish person that he was back then.
100%.
So, it's not like something like the Roseanne thing, where she just blurted something while you were in the middle of being hired or whatever. This is something that was long ago, 2011.
All right.
And he apologized.
But at the same point, look what happened to Paula Deen when she made that comment. From 30 years ago, they like blacklisted her from everywhere.
Yeah. She wound up like starting her own thing because Food Network.
She recovered, though.
She recovered, yeah. But you see, I think it's the.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I feel like it's just someone has a hard on for you. If they have a hard on for you, they're going to exploit something you did.
Well, that's the thing. Now they're saying is those guys that they go through all your tweet stuff if you're against Trump or something like that. And they're saying they're calling out more comedians and actors now. They're saying that there's a pedophile ring that's going on.
It's so stupid.
The whole Pizzagate thing was
definitely so stupid, though. It's
ridiculous.
No.
Yeah, and then part two is, you think Disney wants to be associated with someone that's making pedophilia jokes when their target audience is kids?
No, but they do. But like, yeah. but you know, the only rebuttal we have is they knew what they were bringing in. Like, they. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think unless DC just let Marvel do it, you know, let them do their thing, you know what I'm saying? Didn't do their due diligence and didn't do a background or didn't read this guy's social media from like a whatever, how many years ago, whatever the case may be. I don't know. It's messed up. I hope it doesn't take away from the movie, because the franchise is great.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Right?
So, I don't know. I'm kind of caught up with it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of indifferent about it. I feel like... I put something on social media the other day, and I got fucking crucified for it, because I called some homeless guy a jerk-off for taking up space on the subway. Like, I got...
Fuck that guy, Sorry.
I know. I said the same thing, Scott. Damn, but I got crucified for it, man. I got crucified for it. It got so bad, I had to take it down. I was like, this is ridiculous.
At work, I'm constantly like, I need a filter. Like, somebody just needs to follow me and say, Lou, I have to ask them, is it all right if I see
this? Yeah, I'm a human resource. Like, At one point, I was a human resources nightmare. Because I grew up in a place where it was accepted, man.
You just make jokes, yeah. Stupid shit that doesn't happen. You say gay jokes, you say whatever.
Right.
You don't mean them.
No.
You're just being funny, you're just fucking around with people. Yeah.
I mean, we grew up on All in the Family and the Jeffersons and Mel Brooks movies and stuff like that. It was accepted to make jokes like that to your friends and, you know, your colleagues about their race, ethnicity, everything.
That's the next thing that's going to happen. They're gonna crucify Mel Brooks for making Blazing Saddles.
And the movie's 44 years old.
Exactly.
Can we switch topics for a quick second? I definitely want to get your opinion on this. I wanted to bring up video gaming for a quick second. The PS5, that's going to be one of the last consoles, and they got to do software update after that. Did I hear that right, fellas?
I don't know anything about that. The video game thing, that's Choppy's forte.
Scott's
a hardcore gamer, too. I didn't hear it. Scott, do you hear anything about that? I didn't hear anything about that.
I mean, if you look at the new Xbox, the Xbox One X, I mean, the system is so advanced. I mean, how can you get anything better? Until it's 4K, you know, top-of-the-line graphics and all that stuff, and I expect the PS5 to be the same thing.
Exactly.
Until they improve upon the TV aspect of it, and the output and the graphics, normally, I don't see another system coming out.
That's what they've basically been saying, is that, this is going to probably most likely be the
My thing is, and because I have a kid in the house, well, I just got myself an Xbox because I just, once in a while, I want to just play. Not a one, I have a one, though. I don't have the 4K one. I have the original Xbox One. But I feel like, you know, we have all the systems in the house now, and I don't know. I think it's overload. I mean, I know certain ones do certain things, and certain ones have certain services and stuff like that. And you can get most of the games on both consoles, on all three consoles, if you count Nintendo. But how much more can you put into these systems to entice a gamer to spend another $400, $500, $600, $700 on a system that maybe not even be backwards compatible when you're investing all this money into these systems, and all of a sudden the games become obsolete?
Yeah.
You know? That's my thing, you know?
But Microsoft is doing that. I mean, the Xbox One is backwards compatible all the way to the OG Xbox.
I'm so excited about that, because I've been living here for like 8 months now, and I literally just unpacked my 360 today. So I have all my 360 games.
Nice,
you know, man. So yeah, I could play Mortal Kombat versus DC. You know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I downloaded SSX.
Holy crap! I just downloaded that a week ago. I haven't been able to stop playing that.
Game called but I love that game.
Yeah, SSX 3. That, I think there was one more after that. Tricky, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then after that, they stunk.
3 was the pinnacle, man. 3 was it with that game.
But DC versus Mortal Kombat, that caught a lot of flack, and I loved that game.
That was a fun game, too, yeah.
It's got a lot of flack, but I loved it.
The new Injustice 2 game, that's the last fighting game
I finished Injustice 2 Christmas week. Black Friday. I was in Pennsylvania for Thanksgiving, me and Choppy. And the girls went across the street to Walmart to go shopping. Me and Choppy went to GameStop at midnight. And I got Injustice for $14. Injustice 2. And I fucking finished it when I got home. That Saturday.
Did you finish it with every particular character?
I finished it with the storylines. Like, you had to fight fight Brainiac 17 times.
But you got to fight with each character.
Yes.
And get their storylines.
Yeah.
And I actually bought the Ninja Turtle.
I didn't play part 2 yet.
It was good.
Yeah, it's fun. I just got Mortal Kombat.
The last Mortal Kombat was really
good. I just got that.
I finished Injustice 2 with Supergirl. I haven't dealt with anybody yet.
But yeah, I got myself an Xbox, and I was just like, because you know, Michael was taking over my TV because I don't have cable in the front room, and I was like, you know what, dude?
Yeah.
I took his PlayStation and I put it in his bedroom. Like, you know what? I want my TV back. So I got an Xbox One. And I got, you know, whatever, and I got a couple of games for it. And that's it. You know, when my wife's going on vacation tomorrow, so I'll be by myself for like 10 days or whatever, so when I come home from work, I'll just play some video games and call it a night, you know?
I just actually picked up the Classic this week. The Nintendo Classic?
Yeah.
Finally got it.
Good stuff, right?
It's a lot easier to get now.
I'm going to put I have an original Xbox that Choppy got me from a friend of his. His friend makes them. He puts the emulator on the original Xbox, and it's dope.
Nice.
There's like 6,000 games on it.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm still trying to debate, should I buy a Nintendo Switch?
You know, you talk, if you're, see, I'm not a big gamer, so Mikey has one, he loves it. There's certain games that aren't good for, I know Rob Domingo, he's a gamer, you know, and him and his ninjas, they get all that shit too, and they all have, I played it at his house, and I was like, you know what, I don't know, man, I love Nintendo. So anytime they put a Mario game out or something, I'm invested, you know? So I'm a casual fan of those games, so I'll play it. I don't see myself buying a bunch of games for it, though, you know?
That's the thing. Nintendo, when they come out, they usually have a Zelda, a Mario, a couple of other games, and then they fall by the wayside.
Yep. That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
They'll do Zelda, Mario, and Pokemon.
At least now they're getting some third-party titles, like... But, you know, everybody played Skyrim to death already. You know, that's game 7 years old. Oh, we just got Skyrim. I'm sorry, but even the original graphics on the Xbox 360 look better than they do on the Switch today.
100%.
And I think the selling point, too, is just that it's portable now.
He's been rocking that. He brings it back and forth. Like, he loves it. He loves it.
The one thing we'll say about the Switch is what PS Vita should have been.
Yeah, well, that's fair. That's fair. I didn't get a Vita, but I see the point. I see the point.
Yeah.
I see the point. So, I don't know. Yeah, it's again, if I was a hardcore gamer, I would invest more, and I don't. I just because of Mikey, man. If I didn't have Mikey in the house, I probably wouldn't do any of this shit.
See, brother's cheap. Man. I can't see. I'm having a hard time justifying between that game lineup and $300. I'm hesitant.
See,
I can't pull a trigger on a Switch, no pun intended, but it's just Nintendo. I grew up, you know. I want more. I want a lot better games. I want more in depth. I want darker stuff. I don't want the kid games. I can play those for 10 minutes and then be bored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Scott, you're more of a one person shooter RPG type of guy, right? You play you play a bunch of those games, right?
Yeah, I play like Dark Souls and the RPGs, but I've been playing Overwatch lately. I love Overwatch. If you guys haven't played that,
my boy just went to the championship thing at Barclay the other day. They had I don't even know what the game is. I never played it.
On my Twitter account, and you'll see some. I put up some videos of where I got play the game on it.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of weeks, so yeah, if you check that out on there, it's pretty dope.
I'll check it out. I want to try it.
I think the one thing that saves Nintendo. I think the one thing that saves Nintendo console that you can use that to play some of those older great games that you did as a kid. And I think that's one thing, you know, that because you know I've had a DS, the new 2DS, 3DS, and the one thing that really saves it is Virtual Console, and you can go back and play a lot of those old games.
Well, that's what I picked up the Super Nintendo, the Mini Super Nintendo. I got that in November, and I'm still playing it. I fucking love it. I mean, I love the Metroid. I beat that, Super Metroid. I'm beating Super Mario Land now. Yeah, those are great, fun games.
Did they come out with the F-Zero for that yet?
It's on there, yeah.
Okay.
F-Zero. Damn, I haven't played that game in a minute.
You know what? It doesn't. If you, I played it more when I was. It was on N64. So like going backwards like that, and Mario Kart is on it, and you're like, oh wow.
Yeah.
It's like, so I'm not even moving hardly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing that really saves Nintendo a lot, because like I said, a virtual console is there, and now you know you can do stuff like you can do on the other systems, you can do your Netflix or Hulu and things like that. So I think that's one thing that saves it, but I just don't know if it's enough for $300.
Nah. I mean, I would find myself playing my PlayStation and Xbox a lot more than that.
Yeah. And I'm a casual gamer, so I don't mind sometimes waiting for a game to drop in price. Because I'm the guy, like, you know, on a Saturday afternoon in November, I can basically now just walk down the block to GameStop and pick up something for like $20 that was $60 6 months prior, and I drank the Kool-Aid. I'm probably gonna get that Ric Flair thing coming out, but that's because it's Ric Flair. But other than that, I'm not gonna spend $100 on games anymore. That I will do though. That's like a thing. That's like Phil has to treat himself. You all know I'm a Ric Flair fucking mark. So, but But like, and I don't even play those games. Mikey, you know, Mikey, you guys all know that Mikey has every one of them since like 2013. You know, he's the one that he's gonna have it from. He already pre-ordered the other one. He's already pre-ordered the AJ Styles one or whatever, the Ronda Rousey, whatever it's called.
Okay.
But he's all invested, you know.
Yeah, I lost that
one. I mean, I pre-ordered the Fallout 76, the fucking Power Armor edition, because I want the fucking helmet. The Power Armor helmet.
Yeah.
$200, dude. I don't give a shit.
But that's the thing, though, man. If you're that passionate about something,
well, that was me with the Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, yeah. Lou bought like a fucking
$170
Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction release. And I was like,
wow.
And I went home and downloaded it. You know, it took me 30 seconds to get it for free. I just didn't get all the... He got all the bells and whistles. I just wanted the music. I didn't want any of the pictures. He got the pretty pictures.
I'm a huge
fan. He's a huge fan, though. That's the thing, you know?
Yeah, but you like you said, we got to treat ourselves once in a while. 100%,
100%, 100%. And you work super hard, dude. You deserve it. We all work hard. Yeah. You know, we have kids.
Oh, yeah.
Some of us have families. Like, you deserve that shit. I told my wife today at dinner, I was like, I'm getting that Ric Flair thing. She's like, no, get it, man. She goes, treat yourself. She said, you deserve it. I'm like, fucking right, I do.
And Phil, to piggyback on what you said, you waited. I did too, because I believe on these sports titles, particularly with Madden, I just got Madden a week and a half ago. And the new one's about to come out. I bought it off Amazon for like $20.
Yeah, that's
what else system do you play on?
I played on my PS4.
Oh. Okay, because, well, Xbox got the thing called EA Access, where you get all the games, every game that they have, for $30 a year, and it's awesome. So
I might do that.
They dropped Madden a couple of weeks ago, and I finally got it.
Now, you have to download that to the Xbox?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you can download... Say again?
You should get that Xbox Game Pass for $10 a month.
I've been thinking about it.
You know, I mean, me and Squires, we go on there, we'll play, like, Sea of Thieves. I mean, we both got it, and it's like $10 a month. You play these games; they rotate titles. I mean, it's like renting like 100 games a month for $10, and they awesome, you know, they leave some on there for a while. And when all the new games come out that are Microsoft exclusives, like Forza Horizon 4 is going to be on there, I won't have to pay $100 to get this shit because I'll download it.
It's definitely worth it. Yeah. That's how I felt about EA Access, because with all the Madden every year you got to buy
Madden.
Yeah, but
with the EA Access, when you download the games, do you keep them?
No, you don't keep them. As long as you're paying for the service, you get them. But you're playing for you're actually getting the full game.
And you get all
now,
the games.
Now, when a new game comes out, you get 10 hours for it. So you get to play it for 10 hours.
And that's it.
And then once, usually after 5 months, then they release the whole game. And then it's unlimited.
Gotcha.
But that's how I've been playing Madden. And, for Longshot, they have that, story mode.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. But they cut it off, after the first chapter.
Nice.
So then... Now they released it, so now I got to finish it all.
What I like to do, I like to play in that franchise mode. That's what I like to do with
Madden. Oh, nice, yeah.
I like playing that franchise mode.
I'm playing. So since I said I got the Nintendo Classic, they got Tecmo Bowl on there.
Oh, I have that on my emulator. I fucking love that game.
That game is
Cops.
That I love. That I love. I was, you know, I was playing a couple weeks ago. Remember Night Game 1942?
Yeah.
I was playing that.
1942. Yeah.
I was playing the plane game. I was playing that. Dude. I love that game. Playing WrestleFest. I was playing WrestleFest.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you remember Craig Flynn?
Of course.
All right, so I was at his house like 2 weeks ago. He lives in South Carolina, so I went over to visit him a few weeks back.
Really?
Yeah. Dude bought this arcade system on Amazon. It's $225. It's got 2,000 arcade games in it.
Damn.
Wow. Dude, they had I spent 45 minutes looking at the titles. They had 1942. They had the Japanese version of half these fucking games. I was in shock over how many games are on there.
There's
I'm playing Ghosts and fucking Goblins on that.
Ghosts and Goblins is a fine game.
I fucking hate that game so hard.
I remember, I'm telling you.
I don't understand out of the cemetery.
Oh, God, hell yeah.
Yo, I'm telling you, man, there's so, like, we're going to do one of the next episodes we're going to do is, besides the Saturday morning cartoons, we're just going to do an entire version of 80s video
but
games.
You said you played Dark Souls, too, right?
Oh, I love Dark Souls.
Wow, so you like torture, too. That's another one. Holy, you want to talk about a game that frustrates the crap out of you.
Yeah, I can't. You lose me.
Dark Souls, I mean, the first trophy you get is you died. Welcome to Dark Souls.
Seriously, he's not lying, man. I thought people were exaggerating, man. I was like, all right, I gave up.
That's crazy. Yeah, awesome. No, we'll have to do all that. There's a bunch of stuff we're going to get into. It's going to be fun.
Out of older games, man. Double Dribble.
Dribble.
I'm going to play that tonight.
Steel too, yes.
Yo, I'm playing that tonight. I'm playing Double Dribble tonight. Nice. 100% I'm playing that tonight.
Double Dribble.
Double Dribble.
I love all those Konami games, man. Track and Field. Fucking. Yeah. My favorite was Life Force. That was my game, dude.
Like, because you could use the Contra code on that one.
Up, up, down, down, yeah. left, right, BA, select, and start. Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
What was that name of that pro wrestling game? Was it just pro wrestling that came up for Nintendo?
Yeah, that was with Amazon and Starman and
Puma,
King Slender.
King Puma or something? Was it Puma?
Puma, King Slender. Yeah. But there was a couple of wrestling games. There was Saturday Night Slams. There was
that WCW game came
out. Yeah, yeah, no, there was one for was it Taito makes it? It was like a tag team wrestling.
Oh.
Tag team wrestling. It was on
Fire Pro.
I think I forget who puts it out. Maybe Taito. The people who made Elevated Action, they made it. So, it's called tag team. It's called tag team wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elevated Action. That was another great game.
Yeah, that was a fun game, dude. There's so many. I'm telling you, man. There's 6,900 games on my original Xbox. Mm.
I know everybody here played Contra.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Ooh. Of course. Yeah. Oh, I love all those Konami games, man.
Yeah, they were great, yeah.
Strider, Bionic Commando.
I think I told you guys the story when Scott was definitely on the show when I told the story. When I did, we used to have track and field in the deli down a block from my house where I grew up, and it was just there were three buttons. Two of them went to run, and one was to jump. Mm-hmm. There's two reds and a blue, or two blues and a red, I forget. And we figured out that if you take a pencil or a pen, and you slip it in between your finger like this, I'm showing Lou how I'm doing it, and if you tap the one side, you could tap both buttons, run buttons at the same time. And you could run at enormous speeds. So now you're running, and you're breaking all these world records, and your boy's just sitting there hitting the jump button for you. I'm like, jump. Jump, jump. And you're just tapping these two buttons the fast you can. The guy's running like fucking 120 miles an hour. And you're shattering world records to the point where the game couldn't keep up with the speed. That you would max out at like 110 or 112 or something like that. And that was it, 120. Yeah, it was crazy, man. Forget it. I love all those Konami games,
the
man.
The arcades, though, man, too, man. I miss those so badly.
Yeah.
Spending like an afternoon in the freaking arcade.
Man. And they were all mom and pop arcades. I know you had them, I had them. I know Scott had them where he grew up.
Oh, yeah.
You always hoped that they had like at least two good games.
Every 6 weeks to get new games, yeah. You know? Yeah. So it'd be crazy.
I my first game ever was Pac-Man, but I remember like the one I played constantly like a lot was fucking Carnival.
Carnival, oh, for Coleco. Wow. For Coleco, you mean, right? Or the arcade?
No, like in the cabinet, yeah. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
It, Like, when I was going to school, they would, your parents would, like, give you a dollar or two to spend a day. I would just go and play Carnival all fucking morning.
No, for me, it was Asteroids, man. Asteroids and Pac-Man were, like, then Galaga.
Galaga was one of my favorites. Galaga and Centipede was
Centipede. Centipede and Missile Command for the Atari.
Yeah, dude, go on Xbox. They have like the Atari flashbacks for like $20 or like 40 games.
Don't tell me that.
You can get them on sale. I got them for like $6.
Don't tell me that.
It was a Dig Dug.
Yep.
Dig Dug. That's my game.
Pac-Man. Dude, and,
I got Dig Dug, Pac-Man, and Galaga for like $6.
Yeah, exactly. That's what.
Me and Choppy were in Seaside Heights last week with the girls, right? And we were on the boardwalk, right? And they have there's a Pac-Man arcade now. It's ginormous. It's like a 3D screen, and you can have like 6 people play. They have it in Coney Island as well. Really? It is the wildest shit. We didn't go in there, but I played it before. I told Chop I played it in Coney Island, and we passed it twice and wanted to go in there, but the baby was acting up. And I was like, dude, you got to play this Pac-Man game. It's fucking great. It's so good. It's so good. But yeah, no, it's big part of my childhood, man. So much fun.
Didn't they come out with a Pac-Man Championship edition for the Xbox?
Yeah.
On there. It's like $10.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I want to get those Atari games now. I'm playing some Pitfall.
No, I don't think Pitfall's on there.
Oh.
Pitfall was like the game I wanted on Atari.
There's like 2 or 3 of them. I only have one of them. I bought it accidentally. I was like, shit, I hit the wrong button. I don't want to buy it. Shit, I just bought it.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. I remember ColecoVision back in the day, too. Cosmic Avenger.
Yeah, all my rich friends had that. And I have Coleco.
Yeah, I mean,
I used to have to go to my friend's house and play Smurfs and Mr. Do. Mr. Do was a fresh game for that.
Dad, Mr. Do was fantastic. I loved it. Just bouncing that ball all around the screen.
Marble Madness. Marble Madness.
Bubble Bobble was fucking insane.
That's my favorite games of all. I have that on my phone. I love that game. It's one of my favorite games of all time, Bubble Bobble.
They got that on the classic.
Yeah, that's so dope. I have to get that for the system.
Did anybody get that Atom computer?
The what?
The Atom computer back in the day?
The rich kids had that in Long Island.
Yeah, the VIC-20.
The VIC-20, yeah.
VIC-20 and the Commodore 64.
I had a Commodore.
Yeah, trading games and with the floppy disk.
The floppy disk, yeah. Oregon Trail and fucking Hangman and... flight. They had all those flight simulators. Yeah. Rambo flight. The flight simulators they used to have.
Flight simulators were cool.
They were fun.
They were hard. Man.
They were hard as shit.
Hell yeah.
They had a football game for that too.
Summer games, winter games.
California
games.
California games. I think Activision put those out, right? I think it was Activision.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my brother were talking about it because we still remember some of the movements you had to do, like with the weightlifting.
God, the diving?
And the diving is
so good.
That was World Games.
World Games.
Yes. The Hacky Sack.
Yes, Hacky Sack. Yeah. Yeah, man. Crazy.
With the surfing and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So dope, though. Yeah, we had it good, man. These kids don't know shit, man.
Nah.
Man, they don't. They really don't. My son's over playing Fortnite, and it's like
that's what Mikey's doing right now. He just flat left me and Lou to go play Fortnite.
I tried it. I couldn't get into it. My nephew's been trying to get me into it. I'm like,
I can't do it. He spent more money on that game. The game is free, right? And then they charge you like a gazillion dollars for like these skins and for this. He spent over $200 on this game already.
I was like, what do you win when you win? You get a new dance.
You get a new dance.
I want to do a dance. I want a better gun or a freaking.
Yeah, I got a pickaxe. Really? The fuck, you gonna do with that? Jesus, it ain't Splatterhouse. I can tell you that.
Oh, Splatterhouse, TurboGrafx-16.
Yeah, another rich friend game. I used to love playing that.
Yep. That.
I love the TurboGrafx.
The most expensive system, though, had to be Neo Geo.
That was expensive. Yeah, that was straight from Japan. That was one of Japan's first huge imports.
Because they would use, I think they would use the ROMs from the actual arcade.
They would use the ROM, 100%. That's what Sega did. That's how Sega caught on, doing the same shit.
Yep.
So.
But I loved that. I loved the television. I loved the TurboGrafx. Wasn't TurboGrafx the first...
Come out with a handheld system?
I don't know, but TurboGrafx was the first real expensive system, I can tell you that.
No, it wasn't that, because Chops had it.
I don't know, in my neighborhood, it was crazy expensive.
You had the cards, you had like the...
Yeah. I don't know.
Bonk's Adventures.
Bonk's Adventures, yeah, the caveman game. That was fun.
And there was the karate one where the guy took up the whole screen.
Yeah, I forgot. I know exactly what you're talking about.
it was like kung fu.
Yeah, it was.
but the guy was like huge. You like, it was so impressive. Like, holy, he's taking up the whole screen.
That's fucking funny as hell.
So, what do you guys think about all these like the mini arcade games they sell like all over Walmart and Target now? Like, just like the mini cabinets.
I think it's fun if you're a collector. If you're into the genre, if like you know, if you guys are hardcore gamers, so. If that's something you can put on your shelf and be cool with, like when we were kids, they used to have the little mini, like the Frogger and Pac Man. That was fun, but they were really expensive. They're like 50-60 bucks at the time, you know.
But it was like a light.
But it was a light. Yeah.
These are like really cheap.
These are really cheesy. They're cool for look on your shelf. I mean, I don't know.
I got it for Christmas, and I got excited when I saw the box. I was like, oh, that's awesome. Then I played it, and like 10 minutes later, I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. On the shelf.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. I mean, those games are targeted for people our age, you know, 40, yeah. Like maybe 35 and up.
Yeah.
We're fucking blind. We're not going to...
I heard they have a tendency to...
I mean, if you're Will, if you're spending that much time on it, you might want to reconsider your life options here, you know? If you're overheating... if you're overheating something like that, call me, bro. I'll send you something. I'll send you a fucking book or something to read, you know?
Because they used to make those type of games, like, when we were in junior high.
Yeah.
Remember the handheld Donkey Kong?
The Nintendo had a line of them. Those things were fresh. I got to take it away from me in school. I used to play them so much.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I had Donkey Kong Jr. was a two-screen one where you flip it open.
That was Donkey Kong Jr. Donkey Kong franchise, and we'll get into video games on this podcast eventually. But Donkey Kong might be one of my favorite franchises of all time. Awesome. You know,
dude, I bought a new couch today, right? And the guy helped me deliver it, and I'm hearing, doo-doo-doo. I'm like, who the fuck is playing Donkey Kong? And he's like, nobody ever gets that. I'm like, dude, how do you not know that's Mario's jump noise going over the barrel?
That not when you when all you guys send me a text message or message on Facebook, it's Duck Hunt.
Oh. Did you know Duck Hunt was for two players?
No, I didn't know it was for two players. I never knew it was for two players.
The second controller in, you can control the duck.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's like 35 years later.
35 years later.
If I could go back and tell you,
I was like, I can't believe this. I lost part of my childhood.
That's
it was crazy because back then you didn't know codes or anything. Everything had to be word of mouth. You didn't have the internet.
You had kids, sick kids, staying up all week figuring.
You didn't have walkthroughs or nothing like that.
Like Christmas break was like the big deal. Like anybody who broke something or passed a record or something, Christmas break. By the time you got back from your break, you were a fucking whiz. How'd you pass Mario? How did you do that? How'd you pass Castlevania? And you're like, oh, well, I did this. And people start writing it down with a pencil and a pen. And you went home and you fucking mastered it. That's how I beat Mike Tyson. That's how I beat Super Macho Man for the Mike Tyson game. Mm-hmm. I couldn't beat Super Macho Man. I went to school, figured it out. My buddy told me how to do it, and I fucking did it.
Yeah, we never beat Mike Tyson.
So, Nintendo Power Magazine. That's how you found out. 100%.
100%.
Yep.
100%. Well, listen, fellas, we got to get going. Lou's got to step out. He's got an outing to go to.
This was great.
That's all good.
But I really appreciate you guys coming on. You know, you're always welcome on. We're gonna open the phone lines. We don't know how often we're gonna do it, but when we do, we'll let everybody know. Obviously, you guys can call in and hang out with us. It'd be great. So.
Oh, definitely, man.
Most definitely.
All right, so you guys have a great rest of your night, and Lou and I are going to wrap this shit up, and we'll see you guys later on.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right, boys.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime, brother. Anytime.
Yeah,
definitely. All right. Fucking think I want to go beat a Piston Honda now.
I know. I feel like I want to play. I'm
hooking an emulator up tonight. I'm hooking the emulator. When you leave, I'm plugging an emulator into the TV once she's done packing. This has been fun, man.
This was great, man. Right? We really had a great time.
Okay, well, welcome to it.
There's some great people that we got.
Let's let's get this out. Let's regroup and we'll start working on the next episode. And like I said, we don't know how long, we don't know when we're going to do the next one. It could be once a month. It could be, you know, once every 2 weeks. We don't know. We just have to find out. We go get together and just dedicate time to it. So let me just get out of here real quick and play some music. And that's pretty much it. All right. So again, I want to thank AA and Aram for putting this on. I want to thank Tony and the Shining Wizards Network for putting this on. So this, you can get all this, all of our stuff now there. And I'll probably put this on TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com as well. You're on Twitter?
No.
You just use Facebook, right?
Twitter, yeah,
just the Facebook. Yeah, you guys, you lose on my Facebook page. Look him up if you want to friend him. He's very approachable. And I think, yeah, and then I don't have a Facebook for this yet. I just have the group page. I don't have anything yet. If you want to reach me on Twitter, it's Phil_Raya. And when I'm on Facebook. So, and Lou's on Facebook, Choppy's on Facebook, Scott, and our boy Will Morgan. Will does the sports report every Monday after Monday Night Raw on RantEmRadio.com. And don't forget tomorrow night, Surfer, What Are You Reading comic book show. That's what we got to do the next time. You got to give us a lowdown on what you've been reading and stuff like that. So we want to hear. I want to hear what you've been reading, whatever you should be reading in terms of Marvel. And even if you're reading DC, whatever you,
everything.
Yeah, you're the most active reader in the crew. So we're gonna need you. We're gonna need your expertise on that. So guys, have a great rest of your week. We're out of here. We're old. We have to do some things. And fucking, that's it. Have a great rest of your week. We'll see you guys soon. Peace out.